Geeky Girl Gap Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to this Valentine edition of Geeky Girl Gap. I'm Candace.
I'm Bree.
I'm Vanessa.
And yes, Bree's looking at me kind of confused. This is our Valentine's episode where we're going to talk about ships we wish happen.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were doing the bad boy crushes on Valentine's Day. That's why I looked at you weird.
Oh, well, no, we're gonna do, like, first week of February and the next week of February.
Gotcha. Two Valentine's Day episodes.
Sorry.
Woo! Okay, so who wants to go first about the relationships in fiction that we really wished happened that didn't?
I think we all kind of have one for Harry Potter, don't we?
I think we all have, like, 20 for Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. That's true.
I mean, the most obvious one, which is the one that I ship, is Harry and Hermione. But I mean, like, I don't mind. I like Harry and Ron. I like Hermione and Ron.
Yeah, Harry and Ron together.
I like Hermione and Ron. And I was never upset that they were together, but it was just more the thing of. Every time, I think the thing was that I really wanted Hermione to be more appreciated, and definitely. Because everything was kind of, you know, written from Harry's perspective, I felt like she should have been more appreciated in that way. And, you know, it was the fact that I loved Hermione and I loved Harry, and so therefore I wanted them to be together.
I thought Harry and Luna were kind of perfect together.
So cute. So cute.
They both knew loss. They both were ostracized by the community. And
he took her to the slug club
Christmas party as his date.
That's true. I mean, I guess they could have been kind of adorable.
It was really book five. Oh, solidified that crush.
Though I really did kind of like what they did in the movies with Neville and Luna.
But we know it didn't last. They had a little summer fling. Post-battle fling. We've all
I
had
mean,
one
I
of
do
those.
Like that Luna ended up with Newt, the grandson or whatever.
Yeah, it's his grandson. It makes sense.
It does. Love the animals.
Bree, I know you have a very, very off...
Unpopular?
Yes. Well, I mean, maybe not unpopular. I don't know, but...
It's popular. not
Candace,
with me.
Yeah. Candace devil. Is looking uncomfortable now. what do you ship in Harry Potter?
Dramione is what we call them in our ship world. But it's Draco and Hermione. And I do have valid reasons for liking this ship.
Wait,
and
I have a joke.
What are those reasons?
I have a joke. I need a Dramamine to deal with hearing about this ship. Get it? Because it deals with sickness, and I feel sick.
Yes. Sick burn, Candace. Sick burn.
Okay, why do you like them? And don't tell me Romeo and Juliet crap.
Wait, what?
Don't tell me Romeo and Juliet crap.
Romeo and Juliet ended in tragedy, and you know, I kind of like them both alive.
Okay.
Yeah, but the whole star-crossed lovers thing, don't do that.
Yeah.
No. You know, because, and actually, I ship a Mercutio and Romeo, if we're really going for that, okay? true,
you I got, do. You, oh, gosh, you always got to be different, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I always have to be like, who are the two most ways I could put people together this way? Yes, making that happen. it's just because I want to play Mercutio.
And you want to make out with a Romeo.
Yeah.
Okay, but going back, why Draco and Hermione? Because I just don't see
Draco
it.
Draco and Hermione. One, you have to figure that Draco is probably one of the smartest kids in his class as well. No, it's true. He was very, very smart. Very smart. So,
why do you think that?
Why do you think that? Where is there any evidence of that?
He was like a prefect.
Ron was a prefect.
But, like,
Ron was chosen because they couldn't give Harry everything.
Yeah, but
no,
idiot.
That's not what it was. But also, Draco was a prefect because he was a kiss up.
And then it
was a kiss ass.
Snape chose a prefix. Snape had to make it look like he was.
Yeah. But I feel Malfoy. Like he's very excellent in his classes.
Oh my god, she's just making up headcanons to make this work.
Anyway,
there's so no proof.
Like, give us some actual proof. And you can't be like, one another. You can't be like, oh, Hermione slapped him and he found it so hot. And so did she.
Did I say that? No.
You were thinking it, though.
No, I wasn't, actually. Not the slapping thing. I just think that, like, they could challenge one another. And I think that Hermione needed someone who could challenge her on a different intellectual level. And honestly, I don't think Harry would have done that either because he only knows, like, three spells. But I think... But I feel like Draco is someone, regardless of how bigoted he is and how rude. Because I don't think he was that bigoted. He was just... That was just, like...
He was using a racial slur at age 12, Bri.
Yes, because of his father. That was his example. So, you know, there we go. And also, in book 6, it showed a very vulnerable side of Draco. He was crying in Moaning Myrtle's bathroom.
Because he thought he was going to die.
And I'm not saying he's not a redeemable character. I'm just saying that... Why with Hermione? Like, that is still the question.
Okay. For me, I do think he possibly could be a redeemable character.
But you need more than that. You need more than that.
I understand.
You know what? Going off what Bri was saying about...
You guys are trying to tear down my perfect ship.
Oh, my God. Okay. Going off what Bri was saying... Actually, her friend Yasmin posted something recently from Tumblr about how Victor Krum, you know, we don't give Victor Krum enough credit, was that this guy was actually pretty smart. He was a champion of the Triwizard Tournament, and he knew some really cool spells, and he respected her intelligence and her space and everything like that. And Victor.
You know Victor Krum wasn't?
Draco Malfoy?
Yes.
A racist? An asshole? A douchebag? I can go on.
Yeah, but kind of that, like, bad boy.
A whiny little punk?
Like, bad boy platinum blonde hair, you know?
Oh my god, she's gonna be all over this next bad boy episode. It's just going to be Bri talking for 20 minutes.
It's really just going to be, we really should just do her doing a solo episode because we and have our, like, you know, like one right. or two or whatever, but she has every single like fan fiction kind of thing.
I do. I'm sorry. I love those types of characters.
Okay. So I think actually the next episode is just going to be an intervention. Bri, you're hurting us and you're hurting everyone around you. With these bad boys. Oh my god, I'm so glad she has not watched the Thor movies. Because could you imagine her all over Loki?
Which is so ridiculous.
Maybe I'll just watch them just to see.
Chris Hemsworth is just...
I know.
Okay, Star Wars related. Are you guys shocked?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think every episode I have to bring up Star Wars in some way. Well, when I watched Force Awakens, I really loved Poe and Finn together. Because they had such great chemistry. But then, in Last Jedi, I started liking Finn and Rose. Because they were as cute as a button. And then I was like, even Poe and Rey. Because Poe could have, like, chemistry with a trash can. Because Oscar Isaac is perfect.
He has so really just Poe and anybody is what you're hoping for.
I think so. I just need I need Poe to have a Harlem. But then at the same time, I was shipping also kind of Finn and Rey as well. So I think they just need to all be in the circular relationship to make me happy.
You're just hoping for like a Star Wars orgy is what's happening.
Yeah, you know what? And I bet you there's at least 100 fan fictions already about it.
I'm sure.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, I really want to read the fanfic of Poe in a trash can, though. That's what I really, really want now.
You should write that, Candace.
There's probably those trash can droids. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
He has chemistry with BB-8. Oh, my God. What was Bri doing?
I'm more concerned that you just mentioned BB-8.
He has chemistry with him.
No.
Having chemistry does not mean they should be together.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. That's what I meant. Not like sexual chemistry, but chemistry. And I won't lie, but when I saw A New Hope when I was 9, I really wanted Luke to get the girl.
Well, that was, I mean, honestly, how would you have known? No one knew. No one knew.
No one knew.
George didn't even know.
You have no idea until you see the rest of it that they're brother or sister. I mean,
yeah.
I think we all had that moment where we first watched it, we had no idea, and you're just like, okay, Luke is like this awesome guy, and Leia is this kick-ass woman, and they should be together. And then you realize, no, that
would be no, that's wrong.
Horrible.
Yeah. It took me a minute to wrap my head around it.
Yeah. And I think it did for them too.
We actually have a joke in my Star Wars play, and like Luke says, "You're my sister," and Leia goes, "Yeah, I know. I've always known." And Luke's like, "But we made out."
Yeah. Oh.
And Leia's like, "Heck yeah, we did."
Oh man.
Like it was great too. Force is strong with both of us.
Oh, you might have an opinion because do you like DC, Vanessa?
I don't know as much about DC as I do about Marvel, but what are you talking about?
Maybe unpopular opinion, I'm not sure. Maybe Candace can enlighten me. I really like Harley and Poison Ivy.
But they have been together.
That is kind of a popular opinion, aren't they? No, together?
I do
aren't
like that too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but these are about... Bree, stay on topic. These are about ships that haven't ever happened. Bree...
My head, Hermione and Draco have happened, so...
Well, on ink and paper and canon... Ivy and Harley have happened, so I'm sorry, that means a little bit more than your crazy-ass head.
Okay, so...
Crazy-ass head does not make sense.
I can do mine, but it's actually kind of, like, on that... Bless you, kitty. sorry. Cat just sneezed. But, like, mine is actually one that did happen, but it's most definitely not the like, actual, you know, romantic storyline. But I'm so mad about it that I have to mention it, which is The Flash, which I know you guys haven't watched. You should. It's really good. It definitely has that cheesiness, but it's like the comic book cheesiness. So it's, you know, it's okay.
Who plays it? What's The Flash's name?
Barry Allen.
So people don't know. Yes.
Allen. Yes. Barry Allen. The Flash.
Fastest man alive, right?
Yes. Fastest man alive. So Barry's love interest that you can tell, and this is not spoiling anything because it's like first episode kind of thing. His love interest is Iris, which is this girl that he kind of grew up with.
Adopted sister, right?
Yeah, it's his adopted sister, so it kind of sounds weird, but he was never officially adopted, so they like just grew up together, so it kind of is not as weird, but either way, that's love interest. It's very obvious. And it's, I mean, that's something that kind of carries out throughout the story. But there is this one girl that shows up, and she's a detective on the police force, and her name is Patty. And she is just this kick-ass, awesome girl, and her and Barry start dating. And they're, like, such, like, this cute, nerdy couple, and they work insanely well together, like, so much better than him and Iris. That I'm so mad because, like, I mean, and you obviously know this because of the way that the story progresses, but, like, they don't end up together. Mostly because Barry never really admits to her that he's the Flash, so he always has all these secrets. And she just can't, like, in the end, like, she can't take it anymore. And she actually figures it out because she's, like I said, kick-ass. Detective. Like, she's an insanely good detective. She figures it out. But at that point, it's too late.
Do you think it was too perfect, and that's why they
did that? No, it was just perfect enough. No, it was just perfect enough. Iris is so, like, she's just so whiny and, like, just, I don't know, I can't, like, I don't dislike the character, but it's just not, it doesn't feel as awesome.
But would there be a show if he didn't have something to try for it?
I say yes. And once again, so I haven't seen the present season, so I don't know if she comes back. I doubt that she does. But either way, as far as I know, she's gone forever, and I'm super upset about it.
Okay, I have one more. Did you guys watch Once Upon a Time?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. So, if you know the story of Once Upon a Time, it's pretty much a retelling of the fairy tales. And the main character is Emma Swan, the daughter of Prince Charming and Snow White. And she comes to break a curse created by the evil queen, who is Regina. And Emma and Regina have this crazy amount of chemistry together. And Regina's actually raising Emma's son that she gave up for adoption. So Henry, the son, has two mommies. And it would be really perfect if the two of them got together, because it would make their family whole. And also, they just have, like, Regina's, like, redeeming herself as a villain and tries to be better for her son Henry, and Emma really helps her along, and they help each other through things, and they have all these meaningful looks, and they're just so pretty together. And there's a lot of ship teasing also that I feel like the writers did, because it's such a big
hate
fandom.
The teasing. I mean, I love it, but teasing. I hate the teasing.
I feel like it's really rude of them, especially when it's an LGBT relationship, because there's not that many on air.
That's true.
So, versus the relationships Regina and Emma get in, Emma ends up with Captain Hook, which I'm like, meh, about, and Regina ends up with Robin Hood, but he ends up dead, and I don't know what's going to happen with her. But it just would have been a better story if the love story was between the two of them.
One word. Disney.
They let Red Riding Hood and Dorothy be gay. There was a lesbian kiss in it. And the evil...
But they weren't the main characters, though.
But Alice. Right. The new Alice in the fifth season is a lesbian with... Who is it? It is the daughter of Robin Hood and the Wicked Witch of the West. Zelina. Yeah, this is a fucked up show, guys. I love it.
Okay. I stopped watching after a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if you watch it,
Disney will allow LGBT stuff, but not tattoos for people who work there. I'm so confused by them. I love Disney, but it also is behind the times on a lot of different things. So one that I just thought of that's probably pretty obvious is I always wanted Phoebe and Joey to get together on Friends.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I knew that it probably couldn't happen because everybody else was getting together. Yeah, they couldn't pair everybody off. But I still always wanted it to happen because they were so cute. Like, especially in the first season when he thinks that she's Ursula and there was, like, that whole kiss scene, and then she was, like, in awe of it. And I don't know. It was just, they always seemed to get each other. And they were just both, like, kind of goofy enough to work.
But I can see that. Brie, do you have any more?
I mean, I ship Kylo Ren and myself, but that doesn't...
That could still happen, right?
Yeah, that could totally still happen.
Oh my god,
happen.
I can't wait till you see Last Jedi.
Just write me in the movie, thanks.
I cannot wait till you see this and tell us everything you think. I actually think that you should go see it this weekend and then just get on the phone with us automatically.
I definitely am. I'm gonna see it this
spontaneous
weekend.
Spontaneous episode.
Yeah, I know. Just be like, and feelings, please.
Feelings. I have a lot of feelings. I'm trying to think of, like, what I've watched that really has resonated with me that, like, I had, like, the opposite opinion of what they wanted.
Do you think Katniss should get together with Gale?
Yeah, because we talked about the heroes the last time, and you said that Gale was the hero, and I'm like, she definitely has something.
She was Team Gale.
I was Team Gale. Only because... I don't know, I guess I sided with more of his story, like resonated with it. especially like when they first show them like meeting up like in the field, and like when Katniss is like, oh, we could just like, or Gale said it, or both of them were like, oh, we could just probably like run away right now and like be fine. And I'm like, yes, go be beautiful together, like just run away, be like, you know, because I think both of them, like, they knew where they were coming from. They both had, like, the same struggles. I mean, I get PETA's like, ooh, I was, like, starry-eyed, and, like, he's, like, this delicate flower, and, like, Katniss takes care of him. I don't know, but, like, Gale, I just imagine, like, him watching PETA, like, in the games, and just, like, how hurt he was, because you could tell Gale liked her from the moment, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That he appeared in the book. Like, you could just feel it. And he held off. Like, he wasn't pushing her to do anything. You know what I mean? I think being a little bad part in Gale is, like, he just assumed they'd be together. But I feel like if you're in that situation, you're probably like, yeah, this is probably going to happen, whatever. But then, like, he wants...
Of course he's assumed it. That doesn't make it right, necessarily.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, you know, probably Katniss assumed it at one point, you know? Because it was just...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Damn. I mean, like, that was the whole point, was that there was kind of this choice going on, and she got pissed at one point because they were like, Gale and PETA were talking, and saying, yeah, like, which one will she choose? And
which I think Gale was really wrong, and that's not a good conversation.
Yeah. And Gale was like, well, she'll choose whoever she needs in the end. And she got pissed off because she was like, what do you mean whoever I need? Like, that sounds like, you know, so selfish. And
yeah, she says it's not who she loves the most, but it's who she can't live without.
Yes, that's what it was, yeah.
But the thing is, like, the second book teased me a little with Gale and Katniss.
It was supposed to.
I know, but still, it's crazy. Like, not fair. Because they gave me a glimmer of hope, and then they stabbed me in the chest. I have a lot of feelings, guys.
You always have a lot of feelings. Okay, one last one that I was just thinking of young adult books. I haven't read them, but I've seen a lot of the movies, the Twilight ones.
Fortunately, I did read up until the third book.
I read all the Twilight books, and I'm not sorry. So go ahead. What are you?
Oh, okay. I was just thinking that. Oh God, the werewolf. What's his name?
Jacob.
Would have been a better choice for her because she wouldn't totally have to turn into something. She could be human. She could be herself. She could go to college. She didn't have to get married.
Yeah, but she didn't want to. By the way, I say that I read this and I'm not sorry, just because, like, I understand why at least that one is a guilty pleasure. Like, I think that they're ridiculous, but I do understand, like, why people like them.
It is very
but
creepy.
I will say, yeah, when you're, but I do think Jacob would have been a better choice as far as, yes, she could have, it wasn't just about the fact that she could be human. It was about the fact that they kind of got each other on a different level. Like, I feel like her and Edward were all, like, kind of passion. And her and Jacob could have been passion, but also more realistic.
Well, also, you know, he didn't watch her sleep every night.
Right, like a creeper, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I just remember, I've only seen it, like every other of the movies, and I just remember that wedding scene where Jacob shows up and she's just so happy to see him. It's the first time you actually see real joy on her face.
That's also because Kristen Stewart can't act. But that's a whole other podcast episode that I can talk about.
I can join them with you. We can be 2 hours. I can tell you, I'll count the ways how bad she is.
I don't know. I have seen her in a few other things, and she does a better job, and she was hilarious in SNL, and I don't think anyone could have done anything good with that writing.
That's true. I guess, like, the thing about Edward and Bella is that they're too serious. Like, her with Jacob was a little more lighthearted. I think that's why it feels more natural and more real.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Edward is, like,
I can't have happiness.
I can't believe I'm actually discussing this. Like, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Also, it's creepy because they're the same age. Unlike Edward, he's like a century years old.
I think Jacob is younger.
Well, they're around the same age.
But they're around the same. Yeah, exactly. They're around the same age.
There's not 100 years.
That part doesn't bother me because I've read a lot of fantasy stuff where there's like immortals and they fall in love with like humans and they become immortal. Like I don't really mind that so much because, it just kind of comes down to whether or not like they can connect on any sort of level. But yeah,
I will have to say though, Edward and Bella are a better ship than Jacob and her daughter.
That was the creepiest part. I'm like, I know that she tried to explain, the author tried to explain it away by saying that it's like, oh, they're their protector until they become of age, and then no, it's like, and I'm weird. No, that's weird. That's real
it's
weird.
It's so bizarre.
That's way different. Huh?
Was it? Did you know what happened?
Yeah. But
other
people might not. Do you want to tell them?
So basically what happens is like werewolves, I can't believe I know so much about this. Werewolves can imprint on other people. Well, I mean humans or other werewolves. Anyway, they imprint. And so what they do is basically like they meet somebody else and they just know that that's their match. And when it comes to Jacob, he imprints on
Renesmee.
Bella and Edward's daughter. Yeah, Renesmee. And it's like this whole thing because they're freaked out at first because they're like, wait, you have romantic feelings for my baby? And it's like, no, it's not like that. It's like when they're younger, they're like protectors of the baby. And then when they get older, that's when they like develop romantic feelings. I'm like, nope, still weird. So you can't explain that away.
It was just the writer trying to make sure everyone had a happy ending.
Yeah, but that was like a creepy.
Yeah. But it was a creepy happy ending.
Creepy. It's creepy.
So creepy. Like, that's a ship I wish I never existed on page and then never existed in anyone else's minds.
And it's not even like a fantasy shift. It's like what she meant for it to happen.
Awful.
Okay, we're going to end on that sad note.
On the bad note.
Okay, well, that's it for today's episode. I'm Candace.
I'm Bree.
I'm Vanessa.
Stay geeky.
Thoroughly regretting her decisions.